You're listening to KFCF Fresno 88.1. This is the Street Heat Show. I'm your host, Pam Whalen, and we're going to be talking about the encyclical that Pope Francis put out last week, I believe it was.
Thursday. We were waiting for months, and it came out Thursday, the 18th of June.
All right. That's great. And joining us in the studio, we have Jim Grant, who is from the diocese, the Catholic diocese here in Fresno. And we also have Tom Carter, who is with Renew Financial, and he's also with the Citizens Climate Lobby. Welcome.
Thank you,
Pam.
Glad to be here.
Okay, let's start with the Pope. What did the Pope say, and what does it all mean?
What the Pope said, in summary, it's 190 pages, but the main gist of it is that we are at a very critical time in history. It is an issue that is human-caused, that there is a degradation of all of the environment. He actually says we've left our earth a pile of filth. And he is being very honest about the idea that we as individuals, but especially as citizens of the world, must combine in solidarity, must work with others to reverse, if possible, all that we're seeing in front of ourselves with the degradation of the earth.
And this was, you know, there's a lot of folks in high offices with lots of money who say that, in fact, everything's just hunky-dory and there's no climate, there is no crisis in the climate. There's no global warming. And even if it was, the earth was given to us by God to do as we would like with it.
Here's what the Pope said. Maybe a quote might be nice to just quote the man. A very solid scientific consensus indicates that we are presently witnessing a disturbing warming of the climatic system. In recent decades, this warming has been accompanied by a constant rise in the sea level, and it would appear by an increase of extreme weather events, even if a scientifically determinable cause cannot be assigned to each particular phenomenon. Humanity is called to recognize the need for changes of lifestyle, production, and consumption in order to combat this warming, or at least the human causes which produce or aggravate it. And then he goes into much detail. He is a chemist, and he is able to not only have his own experience as a scientist, but also a wide range of advisors, philosophers, scientists, theologians, who have helped him analyze what is the situation of the world, which for him is undeniable, and though others may be not seeing it that way, he is admitting it is irrefutable and it is human caused.
Okay, let's turn to Tom. And Tom, even your day job, you're helping to save the planet.
Right. I was, before I got into working on the finance side of things, I was an evangelical minister for 12 years. Then I worked in the solar industry for 9 years. And now I work on the finance side of things. So I work with many local contractors that work on installing projects for homeowners that make energy renewably. So solar would be included in that. But also contractors that do things that help people reduce the energy or water use in their homes. So all of that relates to reducing greenhouse gases. People think about greenhouse gases, they think definitely about energy, you know, electricity and natural gas. What they don't often think about is water use. So according to the California Energy Commission, about 20% of the electricity in the state of California is used to move water around. So the more
efficient... To make it flow uphill?
Yes. Yes. So the more efficient we can be with our homes, whether it's water or energy use, the less greenhouse gases we can put into the atmosphere.
Yeah. And sort of the whole finance thing around, you know, greening up your lifestyle has been, has been up to this point pretty expensive and pretty... really only available to middle class, upper middle class people.
Right.
Could you address that?
That's absolutely accurate. And that is why we started our company in 2008. The company's name is Renew Financial. Folks can get information about our finance product, which is a PACE product, Property Assessed Clean Energy. They can get information about that at californiafirst.org. And why it's unique is that all other financing out there is based on your FICO credit score. It's based on how much money you make, how much debt you have. We base our financing off of the property. So having 10% equity in the property, you can finance literally a million different products, and legally all of those products have to demonstrate a reduction in energy or water use. So it's a really unique and popular program, supported at the state level and city level and county level. And residents can really benefit from that by, you know, obviously reducing their cost to operate their house, but also, you know, having a smaller footprint with the environment.
So you're talking about this assistance. I know, like, if you want to go out and buy an electric car, mm-hmm. all electric car, you're going to get pretty hefty, sort of rebates or tax write-offs. What is the exact dollar amount situation with the kind of products that you have?
Well, this isn't a rebate from the state. Mm-hmm. So this is using... this is financing that a lot more people have access to that may not have the best credit. So this isn't about a rebate. This is about opening up financing to people who can become more efficient in their house. We have terms of 5, 10, 20, 15, up to 25 years. Very simply, a scenario would be an average electric bill in our city is around $250 a month. So someone could eliminate part of that with energy efficiency, with an energy efficient roof or windows or insulation or ductwork, AC. They could also add in solar. So they could literally eliminate their electric bill, reduce their gas bill, and come out saving money, no money down. They mm-hmm. could come out saving money the first month.
Wow. Wow. And then so they would borrow money. And then they'll have to pay it back, but they will have the savings from their electric bill.
Exactly. Yeah. And the interesting thing is that this isn't a loan. Mm-hmm. So it's an assessment on a property. It's mm-hmm. paid back through county property taxes, which allows the homeowner to potentially write off the interest on their income taxes.
Okay. I want to go back to Jim. And, we're going from the very global, abstract, spiritual world to the very nitty-gritty how much I got to pay PG&E, right? So tell me about kind of from your experience, and you're involved in the diocese, and I know you've been very involved in many social justice issues in Fresno. How do you think this encyclical is going to impact, different congregations in Fresno?
Pam, that's a really great question, because that's exactly what the Pope is hoping something will happen. Mm-hmm. This is addressed to everyone, as he says, every human being in the planet he wants to mm-hmm. reach out to. But he has a section that is particularly speaking to the Catholic community and to the Christian community, saying that we have certain responsibilities as believers. What the hope is that each Christian, each believer, will find in the message reasons to change a lifestyle, to prioritize things differently, to reverence the earth. And right now, Bishop Ochoa, our bishop in Fresno, has written a letter along with Bishop Stephen Blair from Stockton and Bishop Jaime Soto from Sacramento. That letter is on our website at knxt.tv. It's an effort of the three bishops who are in situations in the valley, similar problems, similar drought, similar agricultural issues, similar problems of pesticide, all
and
issues.
And poverty.
And poverty galore, mm-hmm. and immigration issues, mm-hmm. and the poor. Mm-hmm. If there's one word that comes up in this encyclical, it's the poor. And the Pope has addressed the issue that Tom was talking about, finances. The Pope lays at the door of the financial magnates of this world for having manipulated everything so that the burden, even of the environmental disaster, falls on the poor. He is connecting care for the earth, human solidarity, and poverty as similar. It's one issue. Because he says you can't care for the universe if you don't care for the individual person. Mm. It's hypocrisy, it's shallow, and it's fake ecology if one doesn't care for the human being, which he sees is the main victim. He sees the southern half of the world, the victim of the polluting economies of the north. He couldn't be clearer. People don't like it or they like it, but they know where he's going.
I saw some of those Republican candidates didn't like it very well.
They did not. And what was so interesting that was so fantastic that you mention it, I'll go with one only. Jeb Bush, Roman Catholic convert, 20 years in our church, kind of danced around the issue when he was asked and said, well, you know, I don't go to the Pope for things like morality. I kind of like pray, and I know what I'm supposed to do. I find he's supposed to lead me to live a holy life. The cardinal, who is in charge of peace and justice ministries for the Catholic Church, responded on Christian Amanpour and said, oh, it's so unfortunate what Mr. Bush said, because if this isn't a moral issue, there are no moral issues. This is the moral issue facing the world. Every single one of the 7 billion inhabitants, it implicates all of us.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but just really quick, let's get back to Fresno. What's going to happen? Oh, what's going to happen at St. Therese across
exactly.
the street, right?
What we're doing right now is trying to share a resource that came to us not only from the Pope sent the encyclical, and that's pretty much it, except he wants that meeting in Paris in December to be building on what he says here. But what we're going to do in the diocese, there was a very beautiful packet of material from the Archdiocese of Washington, and it includes all these ideas of what parishes could be doing to green up and waste less, to recycle, and to prioritize how they spend their money and how they take care of their facilities. It is a beautiful resource, again.
So it's like sort of clean up your own house first.
Exactly. He is admitting that if it's human-caused, and if Christians are one-seventh of the world, Catholics one-seventh of the world, hey, it's on us. Mm-hmm. We are responsible. We live in the north, many of us. We are major pollutants. And the very fact that our economy that puts us in such a place is such a detriment to the health of the universe, it is on us. And St. Therese would be implicated, the cathedral, and both big parishes and small parishes are going to be getting direction from the diocese as to how to address all these issues.
Are there any solar panels on any Catholic churches in Fresno?
In Fresno, I don't think they have them, but that is a suggestion of the Pope. Mm-hmm. He is definitely in favor of the technologies mm-hmm. that will be majorly improving what we do with fossil fuel and how we spend our energy dollars. He is proposing practical things as simple as an effort to recycle everything, to not use the paper that I'm using in front of me. Things like this, he is all over, and the diocese is going to be assessing how it does its own communication and how it does its own ecological commitment. He calls for a conversion of our lifestyle.
All righty, and let's go back to Tom, and we're talking to Jim Grant from the Diocese of Fresno, the Catholic Diocese of Fresno, and we're also talking with Tom Cotter, who, among other things, works with the Citizen Climate Lobby. Can you tell us about that, Tom, and what's the work going on there?
So let me just speak about locally. Mm-hmm. Citizens Climate Lobby is a national and even worldwide organization that started back in 2007, so what we are doing locally that's attached to the larger organization is working to create the political will for a livable climate. So the political will part, we don't have a technology problem.
Right.
There's plenty of tech out there. We have a problem of willpower. And even deeper than that, with this topic, we have a soul problem.
Mm-hmm.
But we're working on the political side of things. So we are working with local representatives and proposing and pushing a national carbon fee and dividend program. So it is a fee on carbon. You know, once you put a price.
Is it like what we have in California or different?
That's different. That's a cap and trade program. Mm-hmm. This would actually be a fee that's assessed at the mine or the well. And then those 100% of those fees are then given out to each American household. And so what we do locally, we meet with our representatives. We write articles in the Fresno Bee. We write letters. We meet on the first Sunday of every month at 4 o'clock. We talk to each other. We get educated ourselves. And we're trying to build consensus and build political will in the valley.
So any luck with the local city council, board of supervisors, school district?
We're working with... you know, Costa, Nunez, you know, folks like that, rather than city council, people that have impacts at state and Washington level.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting, you know, we've met with Republican representatives who have told us in almost in a whisper, look, we know climate change is real. We know it's happening. We just need to come up with a solution that us Republicans can get on board with. So
we need to find a face-saving way they can do it.
Well, that's what we think this is.
Uh-huh.
You know, we have some Republican, some conservative support for this because it's not a tax.
Mm-hmm.
It's a revenue neutral for the federal budget. And our proposal is that 100% of that goes back to American households. And it really levelizes the playing field between energy sources, because right now it is very lopsided towards the fossil fuel side with subsidies.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I'm going to give Jim your last chance to shout out on what you think people should be paying attention to, or if there's any websites or anything you'd want to direct people to.
Definitely. I think that the website you'd like to go to is dioceseoffresno.org. or knxt.tv. At both of those websites, you will see something that is going to explain a meeting that happened on the 16th of June in which Bishop Blair and Bishop Ochoa and many other reverends from across the valley met to decide the environmental issues that they, as an interfaith group, want to address. The Pope is a great crosser of aisle. He is one that builds bridges. And if there's one thing the diocese is doing right now is collaborating and working with other people of goodwill, every person of goodwill, to create a solidarity and a commitment for practical ways that we will implement the Pope's message.
Okay, great. And Tom, anything that you'd like to say to make sure that our listeners know about?
You know, if you have a wife that's hot, meaning she's sweating right now in 108 degree weather, and you're miserable in your house, you want to be more comfortable, check out californiafirst.org. If you are interested in actually doing something to help create the political will for a livable climate, check out citizensclimatelobby.org. We also have a Facebook page for our local group, Citizens Climate Lobby Fresno, on Facebook.
All right. Thank you very much, Tom Cotter and Jim Grant.